1 year old and the magic is already gone. Wicket's putting his kids to work.
Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
I'm not a parent, Wicket, but I am aware.
It is apparent that you're not.
Good one.
That's the first thing I've said all morning. That's going to be my lead-off joke. It's all downhill from here. Go on. You're not a parent, but sorry.
But it is obvious to anyone that there's a magical time in childhood where you run around and act like a child and before the responsibilities set in.
Yeah.
You know, you go outside and it's grass to run in. It's soft. It feels nice on your feet. It's not something to mow. It's not a chore.
I'm a mowing expert now, so I understand. I've now mowed the lawn one time in my entire life.
And sometimes it's up to the parent to decide when that time ends for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the child has to take over because of circumstances on their own accord. But other times the parent says, hey, guess what? No more playing, no more fun, time to mow my lawn, Miller. And that time was yesterday for you, Wicket.
We have now our amazing neighbors, we now have a fenced-in backyard, and so the kids can actually play outside. And this, I wanted to get this done, you know, because there's going to be nice days in the fall and a couple in the winter where you button them up and then you go outside, because they got to get out of the house. And so one of the toys, and I don't know how this happened, but one of the toys is a lawnmower that we have outside. Not the little corn popper thing that you pretended was a lawnmower. Remember that thing with the balls and the, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, Wicket, and I don't see these as toys. I see them as tools for grooming.
Well, I need to get the young ones, you know, acclimated to helping out around the house as much as I can and as quickly as I can.
Yes, so you're grooming your servants.
My one-year-old daughter, Miller, loves to push around the lawnmower. Actually, all three of them fight over the lawnmower, which means I probably have to get two more lawnmowers, which is kind of where I see this going in the future, where it's like, if I buy one toy, I'm going to have to buy three of that toy because they're all going to want to play or they're all going to fight over it. But I've now, she loved it. She loved pushing around the little plastic lawnmower in the backyard. So, yeah, it's about damn time, you know, 20 months, get a job, kid, start helping out, earn your keep.
See, I, again, not a parent.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I remember being a child. See, mm-hmm. I'm closer to the kid side of it emotionally than than the parent side. In fact, when I was camping over the weekend, on multiple occasions, there were two kids there. On multiple occasions, I asked the parents, is it okay if I do this? Is it okay if I say this? And they thought I was being very strange. But I'm like, I've literally never hung out with a child this long before. My interaction's very limited. Don't know what's okay, what's not okay. So I'm going to run everything by you.
Oh, you're going to get to watch my kids grow up.
Uh-huh. Aww. From afar, so far.
No. Aunt Heather's going to be around.
Oh, wow. But there's so much strategy that goes into parenting. I don't want to mess it up.
You know what I feel? I feel like when you go to a place, and I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
But you spending 2 days with a kid is like when everybody else like goes on a vacation to a new spot. That you get there and you're like, yeah, this place is cool to visit, but I don't want to live here. That's like you being hanging around kids. You're like, okay, maybe I'm interested in this here and now for the 20-minute conversation or whatever to observe and see things, but I don't really want to live in this world. So I'm going to go back to hanging out with boyfriend Marcus in Des Moines and do whatever. It's so interesting to see this through your eyes.
Well, yeah. it's not like a new discovery.
You make a great aunt.
Mm-hmm. I'm fun. That's what makes me great. And I don't know what's acceptable and not acceptable because I'm not part of the parenting strategy. I wasn't in the meetings. I don't know what you're doing, what you're not talking about, what you are talking about, which is why I have to run stuff by people. And chill parents, like the parents that I was hanging out with, were like, yeah, it's cool. No problem. You can talk about that. So I just, but I have a question mark in my head. As a child, I had the kitchen set. I had the fake appliances. And I just feel like it's weird. Why would you have toys that are jobs, that are work, that are chores, if you're not grooming your kids to work? Like, why don't you have fun toys? It's kind of like having baby dolls. It's like you're grooming them to breed.
I think because my daughters love, we have to get a second one. They love the baby doll. But
it's like, get them Cards Against Humanity for the kids.
It's called Apples to Apples, but
right.
they can't read.
That's fun.
Eventually, we probably will get that. She just cracked a bang.
Yeah.
Because they see us doing it. Like, we have a plastic fake grill.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got it out yet, but like the fake plastic tool bench with the screws that go up and down. It's, you know, bright colored. It's orange, just like Dad uses.
Mm-hmm.
The kitchen, just like Dad uses, because Mom doesn't really do a lot in the kitchen. So it's like they see that and they want to have their own version of that when they're playing. I don't know if we're going to get them like fake laundry, but, you know, it could be there. The lawnmower, they're going to see Dad mowing the lawn. I assume I'm going to be doing that still.
But
so we get them a lawnmower.
I can tell already, Wicket, you don't like mowing the lawn.
No!
You're looking forward to when Miller, who's pretend mowing the lawn, is going to be actually mowing the lawn.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to when I don't, although I did buy a trimmer yesterday, so that was kind of...
See, I was
trying... I like buying the power tool.
...to get you out of West Des Moines and move into my neighborhood, because I had two houses for sale in my neighborhood, because we could have teamed up. I like mowing the lawn.
Come on over! Come on over!
What I don't like, Wicket, is taking out the trash. So if you wanted to take out my trash, I would mow your lawn.
West Des Moines... trash won't pick up anything that's not in the can. So if you set bags out on the ground next to the trash cans because they're so full,
you need to put a sticker on it and they'll take it.
They won't take it. It's got to be in the can.
Oh.
And so when we moved 2 weeks ago, you accumulate so much garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We could never get ahead of it the last couple of so we were trying to figure out how to get caught back up. I don't mind taking out the garbage. It actually is. It's sometimes it feels like a math problem for me. But I actually had to go to two different neighbors, and this morning, a third neighbor, but I leave at 4 a.m.,
uh-huh.
But a third neighbor took on some garbage for us just so we could get it out of our house, out of our garage, because we accumulate so much with three babies and diapers and everything that we are never, ever going to get caught up with those bags from the move. So thanks to our neighbors, I don't mind taking out the garbage.
Good.
Do
it.
I think mowing the lawn is going to quickly shoot up the ranks of... chores that I hate.
See, mowing the lawn for me is like the perfect workout. It takes about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I get a little sweaty. I'm using all the... It's like being on a treadmill. There's mm-hmm. some... It's like... I feel like I did something more than just get the lawn mowed.
Sweat. Yuck.
Right.
Hated it.
Well, you gotta plan it. Taking out the trash, however... I burn almost no calories. I drip stuff on me. Sometimes I cut myself, on the leg because there's something sticking out. Then I'm bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. My wrist hurts because I'm holding it so far away from me and it's heavy. Sometimes the bags rip and then I underfill the bags and then I get mad because I'm wasting bags.
It's a whole thing.
If you could be in charge of that.
Okay.
That would be great.
So what chore do you hate? I think I'm going to go with mowing the lawn because it's going to be... It's my future hatred.
Uh-huh. Taking out the trash and looking for yours, 244-1033. We're going to build a commune. We're going to all do what we want.
Right, and we're going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, I hate doing this. Someone says, I don't mind doing that. I'll trade you laundry for a lawn mow. I'll trade you,
Let's
doing
do
the
it.
Windows for vacuuming or something.
It's Iowa Nice.
244-1033. What is the one you hate?
The Laser. 244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3, talking about the chores that you love and the chores that you hate.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Good morning, Heather. Hey, Wicket.
Hi. Yo.
What up, Hans?
I hate doing the kids' laundry because there's just so many small pieces.
How many you got, Hans?
Yeah, it's too much. I have three kids, 10 and under.
They can't fold their own laundry yet?
The four-year-old, no, she's not folding her own clothes.
Heather, how old were you when you started doing your own laundry or even folding laundry?
I was probably in kindergarten or first grade?
Yeah, like I think I was probably elementary school when my parents had me fold laundry. Hans, you got to whip these girls into shape and have them start folding laundry, man.
I mean,
I tell you.
Do you have the front load machines? Because I do. Good. I very specifically remember as a child, I had a bruise across my stomach pretty much all the time. One of my classmates thought I was being abused at home. But it was because I would hop up and scale the top loading washing machine, and then I'd balance on my stomach and throw the stuff in.
Yes.
Because I was small. I don't know how tall I was. Little. I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you would like tuck the piece of laundry in your
or put it over your shoulder or whatever.
Put it on your shoulder. And then you would jump and you would scale and then you would balance on your stomach and throw it down there.
We just got the new front loaders this year.
Yeah.
And they're huge.
Well, good.
We are getting to the point where it's almost like, why are we even folding baby clothes? Like, what's the point of folding the onesies and t-shirts and shorts? You know, just put them in piles, right? Like, doesn't matter if they're wrinkled. They're not going anywhere, and they'll be stretched out when they wear them anyway.
I know. My wife is crazy about that. It's got to come out of the dryer, like, the second the machine turns off, and it has to be folded. You know, well, I let her do all that.
There's
stuff.
So much kids' laundry. We actually have our nanny fold our kids' laundry. But there's so much kids' laundry to fold. There's so many articles, and it's annoying. And then the stacks get all high. Han, same page, brother, as always.
Hey, Laser, tell us about a chore that you like.
I enjoy cutting the grass.
Yes.
My wife and I, we argue over cutting who wants to cut. The front yard is on a hill, so she prefers I cut the front. She'll do the back, but we both enjoy doing it because we like the exercise.
Back yeah. the truck up.
See,
you and your wife argue over who gets to cut the grass?
See, this is good, Wicket.
No.
Because Rich, Trucker Rich, maybe can swing by your West Des Moines place and cut your lawn. You can do something for Rich.
Whatever Rich wants. I will leave the lawnmower sitting out front. I'll buy Rich a bunch of like Casey's pizza, whatever he needs for the road. I don't know what you're allowed to eat and do while you're driving, but I will do whatever Rich wants. If he comes to mow the lawn, I'll leave the mower out in my my driveway.
Oh.
And Rich, when you're driving through from that from down in Missouri up to Cedar Rapids or wherever he lives, Davenport, you just swing on by the Wicket Chateau out in West Des Moines. The mower is waiting. What chore do you hate? Over on Facebook, Dallas hates cleaning the cat box.
Yeah, well, who likes that?
Dallas says it needs to be done, and I love my cat, but I still hate it. Tanya hates mopping. She says she makes her husband do it. I actually kind of like mopping. I don't know what it is. I kind of like
Do you
like
mop
mopping.
With a Swiffer, or do you use a real mop?
I have a real mop.
Hmm.
With a bucket. I'm going to have the Swiffer, the wet
like,
Swiffer, but
yeah.
But if you use, hear me out, if you use, I know we have to get to break,
I know.
But if you use the Swiffer wet mop, you
uh-huh.
know, you go through about 40 of those things on the bottom of the Swiffer because, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a lot and those things dry out real quick.
Yeah.
If you're using it for a very small area, like the bathroom floor,
right.
obviously, duh, you use the Swiffer wet mop. But for a dining room and kitchen and entryway and hallway, definitely the bucket. Definitely the bucket.
Okay, Wicket.
And Corey hates doing dishes. Says, standing over the sink gives me such dreadful back pain. I love you, dishwasher. Thank you for saving my back.
I like doing dishes. I have not used a dishwasher. I've had a dishwasher probably for 15 to 20 years.
And you don't use it?
I haven't used a dishwasher
what?
Since I lived at
oh,
home.
Oh, my gosh.
With my, like, as a child with my family. I don't like the dishwasher. It's an extra step.
It is the step. For me, well, and we go through. We use the dishwasher probably every other day, if not every day.
See, I don't like having. You have a family.
We have a lot. We use four
it's
times
different.
The amount of dishes you
it's
do.
It's very different.
Yeah.
I honestly do not want to own more than two sets of anything because I want to use it, wash it, put it away.
We need more cabinet space.
Right there, you go. Laser 103.3 playing everything that rocks and complaining about chores.
What chore is out there that you absolutely hate? 244-1033. Lots to get to on Facebook. Heather, which one do you just hate doing around the house?
Taking out the trash. This is the first time, I mean, not like immediately the first time, but this is the first like year and a half or so that I've been living in a situation by myself where I'm responsible for everything.
Mm.
And when I'm responsible for everything, Wicket.
Nothing gets done.
Well, no, stuff gets done.
Oh, okay.
But it really highlights how annoying it is to take out trash, because I have to take it out every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Trash is heavy, it's juicy, it's drippy. Sometimes the bags break. I don't have a lot of upper body strength. We're going to work on that, because okay. I want to start climbing rocks and stuff. But I hold, you got to hold it so far away from you so it doesn't get on you. It doesn't drip on my nice shoes. And it's uncomfortable. And I hate it.
I am sick and tired of folding baby laundry. Like, my laundry I get. I fold it. I want the shirt to look nice. The pants to be folded on hangers. Stuff goes in certain places. But is there any point to actually folding baby laundry?
No. Laser.
Mike Wicket. Laundry's never going to be caught up. And then his trash thing, I say, get a compactor.
Oh.
Yeah, Heather. You should get a compactor. Get everything smaller and less juicy.
I was going to say, I think that would make the juiciness worse, because where does the juice go? I mean, do I need another appliance, Wicket?
I mean, you keep telling me you don't even need toys, but then you buy a boat, you buy this, you buy that, you want to see. I mean, sure, why not get another appliance? A little trash compactor.
Mm.
It'll unjuicify things.
Mm-hmm.
Though it doesn't really make sense, I would think that would just squeeze more juice out of like a lemon or something. If you have one in there, then more lemon juice gets in the meat juice.
Better idea. I think we should start some sort of a communal living situation where we all get houses on a block. Like that new Hy-Vee and Grimes. Like, let's all get houses around it.
Okay, all you got to do.
Yeah.
Is move out to West Des Moines.
No.
Move out to Pleasantville. And on my street, I'll take your garbage out. You can come fold my baby laundry.
Can we compromise and do Valley Junction?
You have to check with the wife.
Okay.
You have to check with her.
I'll work on that.
I mean, it's West Des Moines, so she'll probably be all right.
It's still technically West Des Moines. Okay, cool. Facebook, let's create our commune. What are people hating on Facebook? I can do all sorts of things if I don't have to take out the trash.
Jennifer doesn't like vacuuming, dusting, or changing the cat litter. I feel like no one enjoys the cat litter.
Nobody. Well, you don't like cats at all.
Well, that's the best way to not have to change the cat litter is open the door. The cat will run out. Problem solved. You'll never have to change the cat litter again. And bonus, you won't have to deal with a stupid cat ever again.
Okay. Never do that.
Best way to not have to. I hate changing the cat litter.
Go to
open your door.
Go to the ARL with your cat should you not want your cat anymore.
Lacey likes doing dishes, doesn't like doing laundry. Molly does not like doing dishes either, and she doesn't have a dishwasher. Molly, you should get a dishwasher. I used to have a portable one, like you hooked up to the sink and you drag it. I used to have that, and then it would
cute.
It would be an island, and then it would also be my dishwasher. It was great. It was like $90 or whatever for that, because I didn't have one in my first apartment, so I needed to clean the dishes.
Feels like the Jetsons.
But this is a thing!
It moves around, your little robot dishwasher.
244-1033.
There are chores that Wicket and I don't like. We're a solutions-based show, so we're building a commune.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Laser, on our commune, what chore will you do? What chore will you not do?
So the chore I'll always be down to do, I'll help keep the garden clean.
Okay.
But the cat litter I hate.
I'm telling you, just open your door and let the cat out.
She would always run back to me.
Yeah, but if you shut the door, eventually that cat will get the right right idea, and then you'll be free of the kitty litter.
No, I just listened to her cry all night at the back door.
Cat tears.
But no, gardening, yard work, I could totally do.
Awesome.
All right, what's your name?
Stacy,
you're in.
Adding you to our list and our special commune that we're building. It would make concerts easier, because we could just fly in artists.
Later.
Exactly.
Laser, what chore do you love? What chore do you hate?
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Good morning, you guys. By the way, this is Kimberly, and I'm just going to tell you, there is no chores I do not hate. I like all of them.
You what? Like all of the chores? Would you like to hang out and clean my house?
Hey, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Wicket has White Claw. They have Tito's. They have wine.
Yeah.
I mean, he also has 3 kids. You can take one of those home as a parting gift.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Kimberly, who hurt you to the point where you like doing chores?
There's just not a chore that I don't like doing. I mean, that's it. I've been Okay, people have dishwashers for dishes, correct?
Yes.
I'm the dishwasher. I do dishes.
I agree.
No!
I like washing dishes, too.
We're going to call her Kimberly the Catch.
I think that's appropriate, Wicket. Welcome to our commune! Where are we going to have this, Wicket? Where are we going to build it? The Indianola Balloon Grounds, they're already set up for stuff.
There's a big park right behind my house. You know, we can maybe put it on those grounds. We could have a play area for the kids, in West Des Moines.
Something with water, I think, so that we can bring the boat. That's a good idea.
Over on Facebook, Mary hates washing and drying clothes.
Okay.
She says that it's not that bad, but putting them away. That is the truth. Putting clothes away is annoying.
We decided this morning that we're not putting anything away again.
Ever?
Correct. Okay. We're making piles.
And one more from Facebook. Somebody hates matching socks. I would rather throw them away than buy new than actually match them. You ever done that? Where you don't? This is from Brandy. Where you, instead of maybe cleaning your underwear or whatever, you just don't feel like doing laundry, you just go buy new stuff?
Short answer, no. Long answer, my socks almost never match. Almost never match.
My socks always match. It is a pet peeve and bothers the hell out of me if my socks don't match. Even if they're the same color but like the wrong brand, that I can't. Oh, hate it. Yeah. Cannot stand it. I know it's wrong and it'll stick in my head the entire day. I'm serious.
I love the little tidbits that I learn about you because a man that wears jorts and Crocs,
yeah,
you would not assume cares at all for his appearance.
Couldn't get through on the laser.